Good evening. My name is Carlos Dan, calling on behalf of Metro Research. I wish to like conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you to please share your opinion with us about the upcoming elections. Can you please share your opinion?
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Sure. And just for a statistical purpose, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
68.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And again, for
I don't have much time, but
okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree?
College.
College. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
I don't know. Neither.
Okay. Some other race. What would be the other race?
Portuguese, Italian.
Okay. Thank you. But do you consider yourself a white, Caucasian?
No.
No, you don't consider yourself. Okay. Middle Eastern. Okay. You say Italian, right?
Just other, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, are you registered? You say you are registered to vote, right? And as you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I vote at every election.
So almost certain, right? Should I record that as your answer? Okay. Now,
How
motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, with that, 0 means you're not at all motivated, and the 10 means you are extremely motivated. What number?
I mean, 10.
10, okay. Extremely motivated. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10? 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
10, that's why I vote.
And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what's the most important issue for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Racism and discrimination, climate change, jobs and the economy, student loan forgiveness, healthcare, voting rights and democracy, abortion, criminal justice reform, police violence, crime and violence, cost of living and inflation, immigration, and the Israel-Palestine conflict. If you have to choose 2, what would be the most important?
All of them's important. I mean, I can't choose 2 because they're all important.
And I understand they're all important, really, believe me. But just for the sake of research, so we can move forward, can you select 2? Racism and discrimination, climate change, jobs and the economy, student loan forgiveness, healthcare, voting rights, abortion.
You missed one, though.
Crime and violence.
You missed gun rights.
Okay. It's not here. That would be in reform. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Criminal justice reform. That could be included. So should I select that?
No, I mean just constitutional rights, period.
Okay. So that would be, I don't know, climate change, student loans, healthcare. Can you choose 2 of the ones I just, or 1 of the ones I just read?
The border.
Okay. So, the border would be 1.
Yeah.
And what would be the other one? Abortion, healthcare, jobs in the economy, crime and violence, the cost of living.
Oh, cost of living.
The cost of living. Thank you, Sharon. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Believe me. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 5 means you feel neither or neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. And if you don't recognize your name, you can let me know, okay, sir? Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10. What number?
0.
Okay. And Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
0.
And Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 10?
0.
And Donald Trump?
I don't know. 8.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
Zero.
And Republicans in Congress. What number?
I don't know.
Eight. Okay. Thank you, sir. We're not moving on. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party, or an independent candidate? Or are you undecided? Or you will not vote?
Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. And if you have to choose, for who would you vote? If the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
The Republican candidate.
And would you say that your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Better under Trump.
Better under Trump. Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. Now moving on. So I would like you to, would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or it will make no difference to you one way or the other? The first priority or trait is brings down prices and make cost of living more affordable. Will you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference when it comes to your support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or less likely?
More.
More. Is too woke? Will you be able to support a candidate for Congress that is too woke? Much
too
more.
Woke?
Yes. Somewhat less?
No.
Much less?
Less.
Somewhat less? Much?
Much less.
Is honest and ethical? Much more? Somewhat more?
Somewhat much less? More.
Much more. Is effective and gets things done? Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And protects abortion rights? Much more, somewhat more, makes no difference, much less, somewhat less?
Somewhat, I mean, I'm in the middle.
The middle is somewhat less likely to support the candidate, or somewhat more likely? That's the middle.
More likely.
Okay. And wants to build black wealth. Will you be able to support congressmen much more?
Yeah.
More?
More.
Less? Okay.
And, a lot more.
Emphasize racism and discrimination. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less.
Somewhat more.
Less? Somewhat more.
Somewhat
thank
more.
Appreciate your patience, now, sir. For each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? With 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, and 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. It brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable. What number?
0.
Okay. And secures the border.
0.
Grows the economy.
0. And they haven't done much of anything.
Understood. And this is one way for you to let them know. Believe me. That's why I appreciate your patience and sharing your opinion. Wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10. How well do you think that describes Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10.
0.
Puts people over politics. What number?
Well, that's the problem. They put themselves over people. So, I don't know, a 5?
Okay. And looks out for people like me. How well do you think that describes them from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And defense.
They're not for the working man anymore.
Understood.
I'm a blue-collar worker.
Understood. Understood, sir. And a defense democracy. How well do you think that describes them?
Seriously, the Democrats?
Defense democracy. How well do you think that describes Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, thank you, sir. And again, you know, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign. This is one way for you to let them know how you feel. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made for each one Please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. A 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated. And a 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. 0 is not at all motivated. 5, somewhat motivated. And 10, extremely motivated. What number?
Well, I'm going to say 0, but it wasn't the Democrats that came out with the $1,400.
Understood. And as a middle-class mother, the Child Tax Credit and Democrats' American Rescue Plan provide real relief and help working families like mine to stay afloat during the pandemic. From 0 to 10.
0.
And as an entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions and forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black businesses ownership that is fastest rate in 30 years. 0?
0. The Republicans did more for small business.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. What number?
No, 0.
Okay. And
who wrote these?
I know, I understand that, but this is what the things you're going to hear during the campaign. Like I said, you know, I do appreciate you letting them know how you feel. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. What number?
0. I'm getting ready to lose service, so I hope you're
I'm almost done. Yes, sir. I'm going to read some actions that Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. At least that's what they say. Can you please select two or three actions that you have feel that you have the biggest impact on your life personally? Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Send out a $1,400 cash release checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, eliminated $127 billion in the student loan debt for 3.6 billion borrowers, invested in black small businesses, ownership and entrepreneurship, brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for black Americans, or none of the above.
None of the above. I still pay $32 late fees.
But sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. And once again, if the 2024 election for Congress will help today, for who would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Republican.
And which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Now, we should invest in safety net programs that would raise black families out of poverty. First one or second one, just for the sake of the research. Can you pick one? Comes closer to your opinion? Yeah.